We talking about whatever, whatever that's on your mind. Speak your mind, don't be shy. This is your time to shine.
I want to mention something somebody had said to me about time. And this person had said, I forget what I mentioned about time, but then this person said one of the most common thing about time, which is it ain't real. Time is not real. It's time is an illusion and all this and this and that. And I'm like, okay. I like to use other people's words against them when they come to this, because I agree with them. I say, okay, cool. Let's go with that. And I said, like, okay, time isn't real, but the concept of it is. Because if I ask you what time it is, you're going to look at your clock, your phone, or whatever it is that tells you the time. The fact that you have your alarm set makes time real.
Right.
So, again, time isn't real, but the concept of it is. Therefore, what does that? Is that the definition of reality?
The concept of something?
The concept of something being exactly what it is.
Exactly what you think that it is, or what it's perceived to be.
Exactly, because again, concept is an illusion, which that would probably add more to my whole thing of imagination is your everything. But again, the fact that you coming at me with time is fake, is an illusion, but yet here you are looking at your time and in a rush from being late. That's what makes time an actual thing. Or at least that's how I think about it.
My right philosophy. And I was thinking about the fact that time and I was equating time and success or failures. When we were having a discussion about success, similar to what you did, I told him, I said, you know what? When it comes to the concept of success or failure, it's imperative that one realize the concept of failure only becomes a manifested option when he endorses the idea, thus relinquishing the power to overcome defeat.